with you. For sure.
Thought you'd never hear me say. You've been creeping around all over town, been landing down, been messing around with fools around, always comes around. Baby girl, thought we were down. Girl, I hope you change your freaky way, 'cause I really wanna stay. Tell me, is it bad since I've been there that I share your underwear? You know that I'm gonna have to up and go. If you keep giving it up and cutting up and acting fast, giving up the ass, I love you but I had enough. Do it again, it's gonna be your last. I can't forgive but won't forget the things you did, you still regret. Ever twist me, cause this could be the end of we.
Creeping, creeping. What's good? It's the kid. I am back in the building. Thank you so much for everybody showing the love and support. Woo! It's been a long ride. Been a long week. I just wanted to hop in here real quick and give all my appreciation. Let me make sure my mic is up. All my love and support back to all the lovers and supporters who sent their prayers to me. I felt it. True story. Not even playing. Felt that. Needed that. As you can see, I'm back in my world of green. Not 100%. So, you know what I mean? I want to apologize for yesterday. Yesterday I came back, actually, first day back was yesterday. You know, I want to give it to the Lord on the Lord's Day. So I started back yesterday and, you know, that pain started kicking in. My Miami's on 100. So I tried to, you know, I'm not really into, you know, I have a lot of, I got diabetes, I got blood pressure, I got mental disease. So, you know, I take a lot of pills already. So I really didn't want to, I was trying to stick that pain out, you know, after surgery pain, still trying to stick it out. And, it was like, damn, the weed wasn't cutting this. So I said, you know what, I'm take a little nap, take a little, you know, little pill, take a little nap. And she was bye-bye. So, I was halfway in between. For my honoraries, for those who tune in every night and don't miss a night, and shout out for those who try to tune in every night and you cannot get it, but I have to excuse myself. I'm woman enough. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And if you took the time out to come and tune in last night and you didn't understand what happened, like, I tuned in, it was nothing. So for the very probably first 20 minutes, I wasn't there. And then I got my shit together. The Lord woke me up, was like, excuse me, miss. Hello. My work is being done without you. Let's get it popping. So he woke me up, and I did get through the show last night. So if you needed that extra push and that extra motivation, I definitely needed it. I definitely did the show last night. Sick and all, still in the building. So I wanted to give him a praise for bringing me back to my throne, my world of green. So for those in the building right now, bow your heads. We're going to just bless him right now. Right now. Lord, we confess. Bow your head, please. We confess our need for you today. We need your healing and your grace. We need hope restored. We need to be reminded that your work on behalf of those you love constantly, powerfully, completely. Forgive us for trying to fix our situations on our own, Lord. Forgive us for running all different directions and spinning our wheels to find help when true help and healing must be found first in you. Forgive us for forgetting how much we need you above everyone and anything else in this world. We come to you bring you the places where we're burdened. We see where no one else is able to fully see or understand. You can see. You know the pain we've carried, the burdens, the cares. You know where we need to be set free. We ask for your healing and grace to cover every broken place, every wound, every heartache. Thank you that you're able to do far more than we ever could imagine. Thank you for your mighty power that acts on behalf of your children. We reach out to you and know that you're restoring and redeeming every place of difficulty, every battle for your greater glory. thank you that you'll never waste our pain and suffering. We love you, Lord. We need you today. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll be right back, y'all. Divine. She's going to be talking about the difference in finances. Should your finances be separate from your spouse? Should it be separate? Should you have, I mean, I'm in 30 years. I don't know how many of you guys are in, but I'm in 30 years. And the question is, should your finances be separate in a relationship? I see everybody in the building. Shout out to everybody on the check-in. I see you with your hands raised. We're going to go back to the music for a little bit. I usually don't come in so quick, but I just want to let you guys know that I was okay and I'm in the building. And, you know, last night everybody was like, were you okay? What happened? I just want you to know I was okay. I wanted to say my prayers. And we'll be right back. When I come back, we'll come to the phone lines. But tonight, get your popcorn ready, because should your finances be separate from your partner? And I don't mean just in marriage. You don't have to be married in this situation. I'm trying to find out just across the board, do you think it should be separate? And I'm going to tell you what I think and how I do it when we come back. Don't move.
So now I just want to shout out everybody tuned in. I see you. Shout out to 702-417-312-754-646-929-718-515. See you. I appreciate the love. We're gonna come right back. Ladies, are you sharing that pocket change with him? Gentlemen, is you sharing that money in the sneaker box?
Baby, get you home with me tonight. Ooh, baby, gotta get you home with me tonight. Gotta hold your body tight, make you scream and shout all night. I do the things that aren't good to you, baby.
Baby, oh, gotta get you home with me tonight.
already.
Be back in the building. Welcome to my world of green. It is I'm her. Dr. Devon's in the building, ready to do what I do. For those who want to just sit there and listen in, it's fine. I understand. I appreciate it. Those who might want to, give your opinion once I put out in the air what I'm putting out there, the number is 515-605-9329. Feel free to hop on in. But I wanted to say, so it's like, I'm going to go for me first. I'm gonna say me first. As far as sharing the bread, upbringing, I go all the way back to my grandparents on my mom's side. Grandfather came home, bread on the table, grandmother took it all, paid the bills. I guess pieced him off with something. Then my parents, same shit. See my dad come home, throw it on the table. My dad was a little different, though, because he threw it on the table, but it was always, he made sure it was something left for him, his own pocket change. I'm going through the men now. My dad, 9 brothers, 8 sisters. My mom, 8 sisters, 8 brothers, 9 sisters. I'm like the 38th grandchild. We deep. We deep. So in that, I'm talking about my immediate. Then, for my immediate, then you want to go for my brother. He's not doing it. Even though I'm going to say what I do, but he's not doing it. His money is his money. And the chick's money is her money, whether that be his wife, his girl, his bitch, whatever it is, no. He worked for it. He's not sharing it. He going to give her what he want to give her. That's how he roll. My sister, not doing it. Not doing it. She's not doing it. Now, me? I'm in 30 years, so I luckily got the husband who followed suit with the throw it. I feel with my daddy's suit, throw it on the table. He will give me everything, but his thing is, I'm gonna have something in my pocket. You know what I mean? If you can't seem to give me something out of the everything I fucking gave you, then I'll carve a spot out and give my own. But if you handling that and I'm still getting, the house is still getting, the bank is still getting, do you? There's no issue. Now, that's just my situation. Personally, now let's go to the women. Personally, me, I feel as though when you have a dynamic in the household where one not necessarily is better than the other, because I can say I've been sick, so I can't do what I normally do on 100. So I have to turn it all the way up. I'm confident that with me turned all the way down, he will ignite his own fire, turn all the way up, and complete everything that I'm supposed to do, that I'm supposed to do, as well as what he's supposed to do, until I can do it by myself again. Some of us are lucky that way. Some of us don't have that luck. And it's nothing wrong with a man or a woman feel, hey, I'm not sharing. It may not be because of you, anything you personally did. It may be something that happened in the former life. You understand? Because then when I go across and I go to my in-law, my mother-in-law, same shit. Father-in-law, same shit. The money on the table thing. So our upbringing was very similar in the mindset. But don't get it fucked up. I can see if I wasn't that type of female to share it. No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't share. He wouldn't share. No, I'm not going to give you, I'm not going to say that, ladies. I'm not. I'm sorry. You want me to say, no, Dutch, he should give the whole bag. No, he shouldn't give you his whole bag if you don't know what to do with the bag. Sometimes there's only one bag coming in the crib. Sis, if it's only one bag, I'm talking to my girls right now. If it's only one bag coming in the crib and you don't know what to do with it, you fucking up the bag every time it come in. Nah, no. Hell, fuck no. He's stupid if he give you the whole bag and expect you to do right by the bag when you've shown that you cannot handle that process. Then no. Nope. You shouldn't get it. You shouldn't get it, and you should be put, or you should be ashamed of yourself first and fucking foremost, but you shouldn't get it, and you should be put on a fucking allowance and then let him do it. But then what type of woman does that make you? Because now he's making the bag, and then he has to hold the bag, and then he has to delegate how the bag is. Come on. The fuck? Now let's go on to you gentlemen that don't want to give your whole bag to the spouse who does the right thing with the bag. And you just want the bag because, I got the bag and I made the bag and I'm not sharing my bag and she going to get what I just want. But at the end of the month, does it work well that way? At the end of the month, is all the bills paid? At the end of the month, is all the kids clothed well? Is everything in the household done? You know, because I'm big on keeping that household right now. I'm big on that. Fuck what you talking about. Fuck that outside shit. Is that house right? Them bills good? That refrigerator good? That gas right for the week? Is all of that good before you talk about what you got to do? Because those things come first, and I don't. And those things come first for me, and I don't got no kids. So the motherfuckers with children, I'm expecting the high, most, utmost, all that shit's come after the kids. Supposedly, I guess that's how, you know what I mean? So I'm going to go through my research on what research say, but I'm just talking about personal experience because I got a whole lot of hitting me in the back. Oh, Dutch, I know you're going to get it tonight about don't share that bag. Whoa, you know you don't know Dutch going to say that. This is 2024. Nobody got time to be in the 90s. That's when you fucked the bag up. That's back in the day. Oh, I fucked my whole check up. I don't know what I'm going to do. That's 90s shit. Nobody got time for that. So my research shows couples who choose not to merge their finances, they choose to say that there are two primary approaches when it comes to handling money and couples. So separate finances is the first one. So in this approach, each couple keeps their finance separate. It's considered the safest option because if the relationship doesn't work out, each person still has their own resource. So what you mean? So, okay, so you're in a relationship. You've been in a relationship. Let's just go, let's say 10 years. Because at 7 years, in case you didn't know, if you in a relationship together, even with no ring, 7 years, you're common law married. You're already married with no paper. 7 years. 7 years, you got to give her half if you broke up, if she takes you to court. And even if the kids ain't yours. And you've been living with them kids for those kids ain't fucking mine, don't matter. 7 years, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, 7 years, you are common law married. You can say all you want, oh, I ain't gonna never marry this bitch. You've been living with her 7 years, and y'all been together consistently. Don't even matter consistent. It's just shit on the same papers as her 7 years. If you didn't know that, ha, guess what? Common law, that's what it's called. Common law. So in this case, you want to keep everything separate and you don't want to share. how do you think that works out? That is like, for those who say, well, how do you do it? How do you, 30 years, same nigga, how do you, because there's no yours anymore. When it's not ours and it's yours, that's the beginning of the end. See, because when you get into a committed relationship, kids or not, at some point in that relationship, that word should change from yours to ours. And if you 9-10 years deep, Monica, and it's still not out, you still don't feel like it's ours and it's just yours, it's probably going to always be just yours. And you probably need to find somebody else that where it can be ours. Because part of love is submitting in that area on both ends. You can't say that you trust her with everything that you have. Let's say aside from money, everything. How do you say, I can trust you with my life, I can trust you with my kids, I can trust you with my heart, but I can't trust you with my money? Come on. And again, if you're someone who is to not be trusted, I can see why he says that. Then there's a different issue. Finances is far from what the fuck you worried about. The trust, you need to work on the trust, because you can't trust somebody with your finance. Remember, can't trust with finance. Finance comes after the trust. You got to be able to trust them first. So this approach might feel fair, especially if there's a significant income and it's only one person with the income. However, it could also be led to a sense of keeping other options open and potentially decrease, that's what I'm saying, commitment in the relationship, because some people prefer this method to maintain financial independency. So I don't know. Even if you say, okay, let's say this. Okay, I respect. Okay, I'm seeing the comments in the background. I respect. Okay, Dutch, I don't want him to know about all my money. I need something for me. Okay, fine. Keep something for you. That's fine. You worked for it. It's yours, or you did whatever you had to do to get it. That's fine. But how much, what do you think is a comfortable amount to hide? Because let's just say something big comes up, and you there's two different type of niggas. There's the nigga that's gonna say, "Bitch, you was holding that, really?" Then there's the other nigga that's gonna say, "Yeah, I'm good, because I know she probably got something stashed." That's two different mindsets. That's two different men. Understand that. That's not the same man. That's two different men. That's two different women that's going to think that way. It's going to be one bitch that's going to be like, oh, so this what you do when you sleep at night and you got your money stashed. Maybe you got the money stashed because she spent it too much and you need to hold it to pay some bills or whatever, and you didn't tell her and she felt it. You got the woman that's going to be like, oh, this is what he do, and take a couple out there and don't give a fuck what this stash for. Then you're going to have the other bitch that's going to be cooking your breakfast in the morning while you're eating and be like, oh, so I see you got a couple honey buns in your pocket now. What's that for? She gonna ask you, give you a chance to tell the truth. Which woman are you? Which nigga are you? The next one is combined finances. And what's mine and what's ours? The approach involves pooling both partners' income. Ooh. So that means you got to put all your shit on the table, and even your stock money, your money in savings, your money in your cookie jar, your money in your titties, all of that, your extra credit card that he don't know about, that means your income savings, that's into one entity. And it's like that's, in some cases, it signifies a commitment to the relationship and shares the identity as a couple. So now you got your money together in one bank account, and then you saying, okay, this is our account. Okay, what about if you just got paid with our account, and he don't get paid for two more weeks, and we just got paid with our account, and in our account he want a pair of Jordans. Or, excuse me, a pair of Dutch Dunamis. He he want a pair, to pair. And he knows he going to get paid, and when he gets paid again, that's going to replace that money that he took out, but he wants a pair. Do he got to tell you? Or can he tell you after? Can he tell you? Can she tell you after, gentleman? Can she tell you after that she bought a pair? I bought a pair of Dunamis. And I'm going to put that back next check. Do she got to tell you? Okay, let's go to the next one. Research indicates that couples who combine their finances tend to be happier and less likely to break up. Here's some key findings. These are the benefits of combined finances. So couples who pool their money and report more positive interactions, better connections, greater stability. They use, and I said it before I got to it, they use pronouns like us, like our, and we. Let's try that again. And so that's us money. That's our money, and we gonna spend it more frequently and emphasize their shared identity. Okay? That would mean maybe you have two cards to the account. You know what, it's better to have two cards, because trying to have one card is bullshit, especially if you lose the card, you got a lot of shit going on. It's good to pull out an extra card and be like, hey, I got mine. And then if you have some, when you're as one, you can just have one card, because it doesn't matter. Either whoever has the card will, you know what I mean? If I got the card, then I'll do whatever. If you got the card, that's a whole, that's the shit I'm on. I don't have two cards. I don't need two cards. If you want the card, here, take it. If I want the card, here, take it. Whoever's done with the card gives it to the other person. If he's done, give me the shit back. If I'm done, I get the shit back. What's the problem? Or either we're together, and then I'm in the store first. I mean, it's so much easier. It really is. It really is. But you have to have that relationship. And I'm the one that, if there's nothing, or if it seems as though there's nothing, in his head, she got something. Maybe I don't have nothing, but she got something. And true story, I live to not disappoint him. I live for every fucking time, and that's very rarely, that he needs to turn to me and say, do you got, yup, baby, I need, here you go. Do you have until, here you go. I don't know what type of chick that made me, but I live for that shit. Here you go. Pick a card, daddy. Pick a card, daddy. I live for that. Pick a card. What color you want? Which color do you want? So if you don't have that mindset, it won't be that way. And where I get that from, I love you to death, sis, but damn sure not from my sister. Damn sure not from her ass. That's from my mama, my mammy. My dad could pick a color. Pick a color. He would say, ask your mother, what color can I get today? Live for it, ladies. Live for that love. I preach love and harmony, and if he ain't shit, then let's not give him that. But if he is shit, if he is the world, live for that. Live to make him happy. Why not? Don't be a selfish bitch and live just for yourself. Or even if you living for your children, that's fine. He helped you make them. Hopefully it's the same nigga. Maybe the nigga you with is not the nigga that gave you the kids and you living for them. That's fine too. I'm not mad at that. But whoever you with, whatever relationship, whatever dynamic that you're in, if you're not living for them, live for y'all journey, for y'all mission. You got to have a mission together. It has to be interlocked. If he's not living for your mission, if it's not, please don't waste your fucking time. Let her go, or let him go. Let them find out what real love is, because it's fucking amazing. Find out what it really is. Or maybe you had it. And maybe you lost it. It's not gone forever. You're not dead. You can find somebody else that wants to share. You know what's crazy to me? That even doing this story, that for me to even hear women saying to me, like, I never had no man share everything with me. Wow. I really didn't, I don't know what that says, but I didn't think in my head you must have been with a bunch of fucked up niggas. I thought in my head, what kind of bitch are you that no nigga, how many niggas you been, no nigga want to share his bread with you? Nobody feels comfortable enough to say, hey, take my card or go. That's not cool. It's not. I don't automatically point the finger at the dude because there's a lot of fucked up women out here, and that's because a lot of you've been hurt. And I'll say a lot of us have been hurt. I've never been hurt by my husband, but past niggas, yeah. But it's so past, I don't even remember that shit. I'm not still thinking in my head, oh, a nigga did this to me, and I'll make sure. Yeah, that's no. You have to let it go. You have to move on. You have to want love. You have to want to have. You have to have that feeling in your heart to want to share everything that you have. And again, if you don't get the same shit back, it's whack. How is it undying love? How is that real love if you with somebody who don't want to give you everything they have, like you want, like you would give them everything you have? And again, I'm gonna keep saying it over and over again. Some people can't be trusted with shit. Some people might say, yeah, I love them, Devon, but I can't trust them with my cards. I love her, but I can't trust her with my, what does that say? That you can't trust, that your insides know better. What does it say? All right, let's get, I got two more. So couples who pool their money. Okay, wait, we went through that one. So so some couples choose to keep finances separate. Again, everything I already said, separate due to debt and second marriages or high incomes. Now, I don't want to speak on that. And that's where I differ with my older brother. He always, his line of work, he has a line of work that gives him high income. And his mindset, and before that, he was a Marine. So this, so you know what kind of mindset I'm dealing with here. And in his head, no matter what, no matter who, other than my mama, he's not sharing his bread with no chick. No chick. No chick. No, 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 no. Because in his head, I make all the bread. And then he found somebody that matched his tunnel. Love you, sissy. That matched his tunnel. And not only matched his tunnel, she didn't just have a blue-collar job that matched his tunnel. She did hair and this and blah, 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 and all. Matched just the hair alone matched his tunnel. Three salons by herself matched his tunnel. And her heart, it don't matter what I make, don't matter what I bring in, blue collar, white collar, I don't give a fuck what it is. It's ours, was always her mind frame. But then my brother, the douchebag he was, his mind frame was always, well, how much did you get this month? Because I made this month and we need to split it. And I bring that up because I always never respected that. Never. I never, ever. I always have made a big deal to him about that. I've always, but I knew that she didn't understand. It wasn't just you. It was any chick. Why? He's not the only man that feels that way. I know a lot of men who like, nah, fuck that. She ain't. And I know they wife. He's like, well, I don't understand. Is there something that I'm missing? Like, she, nah. Why? What makes you say no? And then for the men who do it, I know it's responsibility that makes you say yes. I know sitting back outside in, knowing that your money is, hey, it's safe with her, makes you say yes. But the ones that say no, do you think it's right to say no as opposed to maybe trying to help her fix that flaw? Because there's so many couples that need help and expect my help, and that'd be the problem. Let me go to the phone lines real quick. Mr. Roy, you're in the building.
I won't have. I've been down with you for a while. I got palimony. 7 years of being with somebody, you can collect palimony. So you understand, you get mail at somebody's house, but that means you now share the expenses and you are their responsibility. So it goes the same way. Like if you bring money in, you have to pay as you weigh. So then you have to compromise. Compromise is important. Without compromise, then there won't be no consistency. Without the consistency or the compromising, that's where there's chaos. That's where it is, because that little sneaking behind the door and my money is your money and your money is my money thing, and not saying our and we and being French, we, hey, you know, it does not work. It does not work. It may get by for a moment. But it will not. It will not be completely successful in a flourishing relationship where you want to last for decades and decades. So you gotta come to first saying, who's better with the money? Who is better with the money?
Right.
Somebody gotta take a L. All right, you're better with the money. So then, okay, then I'll handle the finances and the paperwork. Right. You bring the money in the pot, and we put it in, and then we could either do two ways. You could give me a percentage and hold back something for you for your livelihood and for your thrive,
right.
And then instead of, or wait or put it all in the pot and have me give it back to you like an allowance. It depends on how you feel. And then the only thing with me, that one car business don't work, because me and her was always in two different places. So we had one account with two cards. So that means anything that happens, it alerts either one of us to let us know that we are using the card, but it's one account, two cards. The one card, hey, it's so many times the card is needed and I'm in another borough and I'm in another place and she's somewhere else and needs the card. Or she just got the car and I need it somewhere else. So you have the accounts that you can get, one account, two cards. You know, at one time I had four. I got one account, four cards. I gave the girls the allowance, and they had a little card that they can spend their own money on to start developing their credit and understanding what to do with a debit card and that for. And it works out, but you got to have communication. You got to sit with, if y'all don't talk about it and be about what y'all talk about, it's going to be a problem always, always, always and forever, like the old song. It's going to be a problem. There's no type of saying that the solution is your money is my money and my money is my money. Nah, I always hate when I hear women say that. That gets me pissed off. Oh, that nigga better know that his money's my money and my money's my money. So what? So my money is your money, but your money is your money? And
that's
do whack. That's
whack.
Straight whack. It's got
that's selfish.
That's how come got nothing. Yes, more than selfish.
Right.
That's so beef. You know what I'm saying? That's so beef.
And the crazy thing is that there's a lot of women who think that's okay.
That's
why. Okay. You can see how they hitting me. I am not here to say what you want me to say. That's not how I think. I don't think like that. And if anything, I was raised to have my own bag. I wasn't raised to have my bag and try to get the next nigga bag. No, that was never the thing. You have your own bag. So regardless whether a dude have a bag or not, you don't have to determine whether you want to stay with him if he have a bag. He might not have a bag and you like him. Okay, you can stay because you got your own bag. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have to necessarily leave. And there's so many women and 100, and I hate to say it, my sister's one of those women. She feels like that. Nah. He got to have his own bag. His bag got to match my bag. And that's why I'm here to make sure, you know, my nieces, you know, and my nephews don't have, they, thanks to me, they don't have mentalities like that. Because come on, yo. That's not the way I was raised. Now I'm not going to raise them that way. That's just selfish. That's just selfish.
And that thing about
what about the men who don't have the might not unfortunately have the same education as the woman and might can't get the same job or meet the same criteria to make the same allowance, so he should be treated differently because he don't have the same mindset, he don't have the same knowledge as you? No, I don't agree.
Yeah, and then I don't have no jealousy with if she makes more money than me. I don't care, you know, because her money is my money and my money is her money. So whoever makes the most, it doesn't matter because together we put together to make it work. So when we got to get, we got to pay the two car notes, pay two car insurances. We got to make sure that she got a cell phone, I got a cell phone, she got what she wants, she got her good living. And then, yes, when you do make money, pull a little back from the stash that you're putting in there to do get your toiletries, to do your hair and your nails. That's a commonwealth, because I'm going to do the same thing when it comes to getting my hair done and getting my beard and my shape up too. You know what I'm saying? To get me a pair of sneakers if I need it, you get a pair of shoes if you need it. You worked hard for it, and you deserve it. And if we have it, then you can get it. But if we don't have it, it can wait. I want a woman that can understand that too. Like, you know, if we don't. I know the things that I want and with the things that I need is two different things. And if I really looked at it, I don't really need no pair of sneakers, man. Come on, I'm sitting with 15 pairs that look new, so I don't really need nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it's a want. So that means I could hold up for a while and not even buy nothing. Because
I want to interrupt you for a second to say this before I lose it. I don't like this. I don't like it. Is an instance where the man was making more than the female. I mean, I'm sorry, the woman was making more than the female. And every time they got around somebody as a couple, he would say, like say they would go out to eat. When it's time to pay, he would say to the waiter stuff like, oh, well, she make all the money, so she paying.
Oh, no, I hate that, man. Oh, no.
I don't have to work. I don't have to work hard because
she, well, I only make this certain amount of money away. It was like less than 500. I think it was like 300 or something a week. And he was like, oh, I only make 300 or something a week. And I don't got to worry about that because wifey make all the bread, so I don't really got to go to work. And
here's the question. Do she make him feel that way? Because some wives...
Let me say this. When you say that, and I'm going to be all the way 600. Yes. Because... On the other end, sis, I've heard you say to him, well, can you go to the store for me? This is what I heard. We were visiting, and she asks, can you go to the store for me? Now, he plays recreation ball, so I guess he was tired, whatever. He was like, oh, you know, my back hurt. I don't want to go. And she said, money, I'll bring in this fucking house, and you can't go to the store for me? I just looked at her, and I looked at him, and I saw the embarrassment,
the humiliation.
Yeah.
Right, that's humiliating. Yeah, and
I was hurting, and I asked my husband. First of all, he would never tell me no. That's number one. But if he did say no, it would be, no, not right now. I'm sleepy. I'm tired. Whatever the reason is, I'm not going
to
go in on him. I'm not going to go in on this nigga.
All the money that I'm bringing, you can't go.
You don't feel like going.
Wow.
What if he's really tired? What if that last trip to the store, the nigga have a heart attack and die at the register? What if he really couldn't go? What do you mean?
That's just crass. That's very out of place.
And I'm sitting there, and she turns to me and starts to go, this is my nigga, and starts to go in, like, oh, this is why this nigga only getting some $300 a week, because whoa.
Her misery wanted company.
Not from him. What she got mad at, what she didn't expect, is because my comeback was, damn, sis, every time I turn around, he doing something for you. What you mean? When he don't do something. The whole time I'm here, he juggling shit for your ass. I ain't see you juggling shit for him. So what you mean? And why would you say that in front of me?
Word. In front of somebody. That's not cool.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck who I am to you. I'm company. And when it come to y'all, I'm company. You don't humiliate your significant other. Try to demasculate in front of some other woman and his man, or what you doing?
Compromising. That's a compromising situation, because you know it'll be wrong if that nigga turn and get to be some swinging, and it'll be like, oh, it turned to violence. Nah, but you don't understand. What needs to be understood, a woman's straight back is her mouth. A man's straight back reflex is his reflex, his physical being. Like, to be disrespected and to be casted aside, or to be, like, something harmed him, his reflex is his body, his physical. A woman's reflex is her mouth, because she's sharp tongued and getting ready. She's ready for a comeback. But in other ways, you know, you humiliate a man, and he's going to feel like, wait a minute. And that's when now all of a sudden you all kind of bees and this and all that. And, you know, it could be avoided. All of that stuff could be so avoided. You know, everybody has arguments.
I'm going to say this about women, because, you know, sometimes women, ladies, we can't, like Ross said, you can't beat them physically, so you try to hurt them emotionally,
yeah,
and try to go, you know, try to hit below the belt.
But
that below
the belt for some niggas never go away. Some niggas that never forget
belt,
those
that
words that you said.
That's a strike.
He might forget it. He might let it go. He might not bring it back up again. But that don't mean he didn't forget what you said. That don't mean he's not thinking about it. That don't mean that's not the reason. That's the reason he fucked some other bitch. I don't understand. I cook, I clean. But I'm like, yeah, but you demanding me. You dethroning me from my manhood with the shit that you say. And it goes the same way. The niggas who want to be, oh, you stupid bitch, and fuck you, you can't cook, get pussy stank, blah, blah, all kind of bullshit you want to say. And then when she suck your man dick, you don't understand why.
Let me go to the phone line.
Hold on, Roy. I got somebody. I think I had the King of Blue in here, and I missed him. Let me go right here real quick. 706, you live on the air. Real Talk with Dr. Ron.
Hey, Ms. Justice. Hey, Mr. Ron. How y'all doing?
I know that's honey.
Yes, it is.
You?
Oh, boy. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, we good, honey. What's up, baby girl?
I'm good. I just had my third cup of coffee. I better slow it down a bit, so you know. Must
got some work to do tonight. You in the booth tonight, must be.
I'm working on my next album. I finished my EP with the 8 tracks on it, and I'm working on something different now. So I'm ready to go. Ready to give it a go. My son gonna be on a couple of my songs, and I can't wait. So,
I'm hoping one of those tracks is mine.
I want to, but my manager he told me like 2 days ago that we can only work in house because he got producers that work on the ASCAP.
That's it.
He can only work in house, so I didn't know that at first. So that's only thing.
That's
I still
fair.
Got
you
to
gotta give everybody in the family a chance. You know what I mean, to get a hit with you.
Yeah, he got like about five producers working under the label. You know, everybody brings a different flavor. So, that's the only thing. But I'm still keeping that beat, so I can have that in the near future. So I got it saved in my email and downloaded on my MacBook.
Okay.
Yeah. So, honey, what you think? I got to know. What you think about, do you think the money should be separate? Or you think, what you think about that in a relationship?
I would say if I were in that situation, if you're in a committed relationship, a serious relationship, that the money should be together. As long as both y'all know how to finance their money and nobody is spending it recklessly, I think
together. What's reckless to you, honey? What's reckless? Tell me what's reckless.
Gambling, drinking, doing all kind of stuff like that. But, you know. Right. But if you're financially, it's stable and you know what you're doing with the money, then I don't see a problem with, sharing the money, especially if y'all been together for a long time. So.
All right. Let me ask you this then. What if when you control the money, there's money that extends month to month, but when he controls the money only lasts check to check. Do you think that's reckless?
I think it depends on what he spends it on. If it's on bills, it's different. If it's on bills and food, that's different. But if he's spending on, Xbox games and all that bullshit, that's reckless.
Right.
So that's where I'm at. So it's like, well, me personally, I can't really indulge into this conversation, but that's my personal thought because I've been single for a long time, for years, and prior to that, when I was in a relationship, it was to the point I don't even want no relationship. When I do get ready, I probably just want an entanglement. I just might just get the dick and send his ass home. So, you know, check out.
Okay.
I'm not trying to do that. It's like, I could have been married. I could be with somebody. But it's just that some guys are what I call hoes, and I don't want a guy like that. Like, either you want me or you don't.
Right. You want a grown-ass man.
Right. I've been single for 6 years. Seriously, I ain't been with nobody in almost 7 years. in July.
Wow.
So I'm keeping it that way because of the previous situations. Like, you know, you're going to respect me.
Wow.
You're not going to yell at me. And you're not going to get other girls' numbers while we're out on dates. That's disrespectful. So I feel like
right.
I deserve every
right.
woman, yeah. every man deserves.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Niggas
so every man, every woman. Yeah, I've had that done in the last relationship. 3 years later, he come knocking at my door, and I just didn't
nah.
answer it. So, right.
Nah, nah.
So
I'm good. I'm good. Now, 3 years later, my nigga,
yeah.
I'm good. Fuck you guys slow, my nigga. 3 years later? Fuck out of here.
And he
no,
my mama
I'm good.
Phone. Yeah, like, why you texting my mama's phone and all that bullshit? I ain't
why
got time for that.
Into, no, no, see. No,
yeah,
no,
they,
no, no, no.
Right.
You know, the best part of that, the best part of that is that when you do enter a relationship, your receipts are clear. You ain't got no overhead.
Yep.
You know that your health bill,
amen.
Your health bill, you know your health bill is going to be like, what? Nigga, you need to go to the doctor and show me your last 6 months.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? You clean.
Right.
Not
you,
just that,
you
but
it.
Honey, your mind is going to be right. You know what it
everything.
Is to be all by yourself. You don't need no stress. And then you know what it's like to be with somebody. So you're going to be able to give both worlds. If they need to have their quiet time, you're going to be able to step off and say, okay, I could be by myself for a little. You know what I mean? You got the best of both worlds to offer. Don't rush. Keep your momentum going until you feel, because you already know you about to blast off in this music world, so it's going to be crazy in regards to that as well. So keep doing what
right.
you're doing, honey. I
appreciate that.
But
after what he told me, let me tell you where really I got pissed off at. He told me, you're the reason why, he's black now, he said, you're the reason why I don't date my
don't
kind.
Say it. He said the reason why what?
He said he told me, you're the reason why I don't date my kind, meaning black women.
I knew you. That's why I said don't say it. That's why I said
yep.
don't
so,
say it. And
so
and
like,
what did you say? I'm curious. What was your response?
Oh, I had so many. I think I cussed him out in English and Spanish at the same time. Because he texted to me, and I had to read it like 3 or 4 times, and he put it in all caps. And you know when you put it stuff in all caps, you're
what?
Basically yelling. So, yeah. So that was...
What's his nationality?
He's black. His mama's black. His dad is black. He's black. He's black in the East. He's black.
You Spanish?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to go to school together. I seen him 20 years later, and... You know,
wow.
I call him Titch. He got some big old titties, but we're going to leave that alone. But,
now, don't bash him because, hey.
No. He didn't then, but the last time when I saw him, yeah. So, but anyway, his attitude, like, you're not going to treat me any kind of way. Every man, every woman deserves somebody to respect them. And I should have known better when he yelled at his mother in front of me. That should have been the first red flag.
Right there.
But,
right there. Whoa. That should have told you right fucking there. Nah, my nigga.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to? You don't talk to her like that. I would have got tight. And I ain't got no mother. You out your mind, nigga. Who are you talking to like that? You talk to her like that, you'll talk to me like that. Fuck you talking to.
Right. So.
Fuck you talking to.
I'm glad
happen.
You got away
I
from money.
It.
Yeah, I had to cut that completely off. But, you know, I know you're
but
talking
wait,
about
we got slander in the building. Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry. We was all into it. I see your hand raised. Shout out to Slander.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm going to be real quick. You already know it's Bam Bam, a.k.a. the motherfucking Slander Robber. Listen.
What's up?
And shout out to everybody who tuned in. What's up, honey? What's up, Mr. Raw? How y'all niggas mm-hmm. doing?
Everybody good?
I'm sorry, Daddy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All I'm going to say is she said it best. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste your time.
And I mean that from the bottom.
To say that to you, honey.
Huh? Yeah, I know, right? And this
listen.
Is, look, there's some whole ass bitches out there, too. So to my fellas out there.
Listen,
It's some bitch ass niggas out there.
Right.
Some whole ass niggas out there. It's some suck ass niggas out there. It's some nut ass niggas out there. Listen, if you can't find the, you just gotta find the one that you can fucking deal with. Everything
right.
is not going to be perfect. It's not.
No,
that's just the way
yeah,
that it
that.
Is. It's not going to be
yeah.
perfect.
Yeah,
but
you ain't going to mistreat honey, though. We ain't trying to hear
nah,
that bullshit.
Go
fuck out of here.
What if honey was a nut? And she was like, all right, fuck that. I'm going to staple this nigga balls to his fucking thigh. What if she wanted to do that? Then it's her fault there.
What is it? Honey was crazy like me.
Like, listen, I don't
want to go to jail now.
Nah, mm-hmm. No,
right,
well,
right. See, good girl. Good girl. That's my baby,
not no
honey.
More,
that's
not no
my
more.
Baby.
We stop playing.
Some niggas
y'all made me feel so good in my day back.
I don't want to know what that be like. I don't
want to know. I definitely don't want to know what that be like. No,
y'all crazy. Well, I appreciate all of y'all for tuning in and everybody listening in. We got about 5 minutes left to the show. Any last words, honey, before you go?
Yes. So I know I had the step one and step two and step three. First of all, my listening party is on the 6th. There's a link. I was trying to share it on Instagram, but I think somebody hacked my account because I can't get into it. So it's on Facebook, though. This is my listening party. On the 8th is when my EP is going to be released. And here from the back is a second release off of that EP. I don't know if Hog sent it to you or not.
No, I'm about to say I'm about to get mad. You know I want that song. You know I want the song.
I think
send
he said he sent it over.
Well, I've been sick. He probably did. I'll check.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll check. And
well,
shout out to everybody over there.
You know when you'll be coming over here in the World of Green soon. So if I don't get it, we'll probably get it personally up and personal. We love you over here, honey. Thank you so much for tuning in
shout
with
out
us.
I got to give a shout out to Nicole. Shout out to Ascot. Shout out to Spook. Shout out to Hong. Shout out to Mr. Ron. Shout out to Duchess. I love y'all so much. And shout out to Callie Pitts. He's been holding us down, too. And shout out to everybody who's been holding Ascot Records down. You know, so big things coming. It's getting better. And, you know, we love y'all. Thank you so much for being so supportive.
You already. Mr. Roy, your last words.
Peace and blessings to everybody. Take care of each other and take care of yourself.
Last words, Flynn, before we go. Flynn!
I'm going to say God bless y'all and good night.
Thank you for coming out. Good night. We see y'all guys tomorrow. Thank you so much for the welcome back. We appreciate you. Love, peace, and hair grease.